Yeah, that's Forever Young at 8:33. It's time for interaction, and you're with Star 101.7. Hey, he put the star in Star Radio. He's from Star Base. We can never say star enough. Yeah, and that is with Blaine. Hey, good morning, Blaine.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Can I still say Happy New Year? It's the, 16th day, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think you can get away with it throughout January.
Well, Happy New Year. I only see you like once or twice a year.
Yeah.
Wow. And you're with Starbase, which is kind of a elite group, is it not?
Well, it can be.
It can be, yeah.
Yeah, because Starbase, we work with fifth graders around Great Falls, and we try to put all kinds of cool science, technology, engineering, art and math into their hands and challenge them. So when you say an elite group, we try to get the most out of every student, but mm-hmm. they seem to really enjoy what we do.
And you can kind of pick out some of those few that really kind of step up, don't they? And they just, I mean, it clicks. They get it and boom, they just explode.
Yeah, one thing that's really neat about our program mm-hmm. is we see literally thousands of students, but we see students who sometimes maybe struggle with your normal, curriculum in the classroom, and then they come up to us and they get to do hands-on engineering or robotics, and all of a sudden they find something that they excel in, and that's really the point of our program. We want to mm-hmm. show kids some other things that are available out there. After each activity that we do with the students, we always highlight a possible career that ties into that activity, and we tell the kids, you might not like every activity that we do, but our goal is throughout our 5 days with them that they have at least a few that they really hone into and they think, what, maybe this is something I could pursue in the future.
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine you notice that there's potential in just about every single student. And when they find that right, I don't know whether it's math, whether, like you say, it's the science project or anything like that. Wow, they can really step forward, and I would imagine it's kind of rewarding, is it not? You see a lot of completion.
It is. There's a lot of rewarding parts. The conversations you hear mm-hmm. with the students when they're working together on projects, when you see their face light up from successful, whether it's programming a robot or they have a successful engineering program project, they light up, and it is. It's really neat to see.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that's really neat about our program is we're one of 88 Starbase programs around the country.
Oh.
There's two in Montana. We have one in Fort Harrison that's been around since 2007, and then the one here in Great Falls has been around since 2011. And between the two programs, we're approaching 30,000 students served in our program. And we actually do a survey with high school students, and over 90% of them say that they look back at Starbase mm-hmm. as one of the positives of their elementary schooling.
Sure.
And around 25% of them say that they plan to pursue something in the STEM-related fields because of their experience at Starbase. And when you think, well, it's only 5 days a week in an entire elementary, K through six time.
Sure.
5 days to have that impact is pretty impressive.
Yeah. And this is focused solely on fifth graders in our area?
It is. Every fifth grader from the Great Falls Public Schools gets to come up and see us. We're currently working with Miss Brewer's class from Mountain View. They've been extraordinary. And so they get to go see the C-130 this afternoon. That's part of our program as well. But we see every fifth grader in Great Falls. And then we try to fit in surrounding communities as well. For example, next week, we're seeing some students from Stanford are coming in. I believe Centerville, Highwood. So we're going to see students from those communities next week. And then sometimes we do outreach events. We went and worked with some kids out in Cascade where we actually went to them and did an after-school project, one with robotics and one with chemistry, and then we're going to go out to Dutton Brady and do one in the spring as well.
Yeah. Chemistry. I always think about blowing up Mr. Anderson's, the science class.
We try to avoid that part, yeah.
It's like there's a couple of components that shouldn't be mixed together, And funny how they always find that out.
When kids think of chemistry, I think they think of that because we have a lot of students who show up on the first day and yeah. I would say it's not rare for a student to ask me, do we get to blow something up? And
right,
I say, well,
right.
We get to do some chemical reactions, but we're going to try to keep it to a minimum.
Yeah, a minimum chemical reaction. Sure.
Yeah,
that's what
yeah.
you always strive for, I would imagine. So again, what's the next project? And like you say, the C-130 and such, and that's this week's project, this month? What's the deal?
Well, we actually go see the C-130 every week because we get a new class every week. Every Thursday at 1 o'clock, the men and women from the Montana Air National Guard take time out of their day to let the kids come and see the C-130. They get to go in it, go up in the flight deck, just kind of see what it's all about. And then, of course, we have the new J models coming in a year, so they often tell the kids about what's going to be the difference between the H models that we currently have and the J models.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of our weekly routine.
Okay. So how accessible are you? I mean, do you like to have people like invite people for more questions and maybe their curiosity get a hold of you online or in person? What's the deal?
So if they want to find out more online, they could go to dma.mt.gov/starbase, all lowercase. There's information about our program at that website, and then they can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. There's some links on that website.
Okay.
And then we also have our advanced program, which is ran by Shannon McInerney. And that works with sixth graders. And so sixth graders in the district should have gotten a flyer that went home in their Wednesday envelopes here in the last week or two. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a new program starting up at Chief Joe.
Yeah.
They don't have to go to Chief Joe to attend, but they do have to have transportation to and from Chief Joe. But it's limited to 24 students. So those registrations have to be in on the 28th of January, and then it's a lottery draw to be a part of that program. For those students who came up to us in fifth grade and are like, you know what, I want to continue my Starbase experience, that's one of the ways we offer them to do that.
It sounds like Starbase continues to expand, continues to grow.
We are. We're trying to get the program out there even more. As I mentioned, we went to Cascade this fall. We go to Dutton Brady this spring. We're doing an outreach at the Malmstrom Library on April 12th, and then we also participate in the Lincoln Elementary STEM Night, which is going to be March 11th. And then we're also going to have a booth at the Great Falls College MSU Regional Science and Engineering Fair.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. You're just about everywhere.
We try to be. We're trying to get out there more and more all the time.
All right. Well, keep up the great work, Blaine. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing Starbase with us this morning and being a part of Interaction. Take care and stay warm out there, okay?
Yeah. Can I put in one last little plug?
You bet.
So if you are our advanced program is mostly run by, well, it's run by Shannon McInerney, but she has a lot of volunteers that help her out. And we have volunteers from Montana Air National Guard, Great Falls Public Schools, Malmstrom. If you're interested in volunteering with one of our advanced programs, you could get a hold of Shannon at Starbase Advanced, all lowercase, at mt.gov, and you could send her an email and she could get in touch with you.
I'm so glad you brought that up because I was about to ask about membership and volunteers and all that good stuff. So thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that, Blaine. And again, thanks for coming in this morning. Be careful out there. The wind's going to take us to have her before we know it. And we'll see you next time around, okay?
All right. I appreciate the time.
All right. This has been Interaction for this Thursday. Good morning. It's 8:41. That's how it's done. We're with Star 101.7.